Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Text 7 and 8. I believe 7 is on the board. Okay. So we'll chant 7 together, then I'll just chant 8. Tasya tyakta swambhavasya. Tasya tyakta sambhavasya. Grinder maya vanokasa. Grinder maya vanokasa. Bhajatam bhajana. Bhajatam bhajamanasya. Bhajatam bhajamanasya. Balas yeva stiratmana. Balas yeva stiratmana. Tasya tvakta swambhavasya. Grinner maya vanokasa. Bhajatam bhajayam manasya. Balayevan diramanaha. Sambhavasya. Vinamanasasa. Bhajatam bhajamanasya. Balasya vinasya si manaha. Tasya tvakta sambhavasya. Grinirmaya vanaukasaha. Bhajatam banamanasya. Balabena sirmanaha. Tatyatvakta swabhavasya. Prinirmaya vanaukasaha. Bhajatam bhajamanasya. Balaveva stiratmanaha. Matijis. Tasyatvakta swabhavasya. Grinirmaya vanokasaha. Bhajatam bandhamanasya. Balavedra namasya. Tasya tvakta swabhavasya. Grinirmaya vanaukasaha. Bhajatam bhajamanasya. Balasena tiri manaha. Anyone else? I'll chant text 8 by myself. Makshala bina. Grivasya burina rudarena vai aishrit priyam tarpa yisye para brataram megata yata tasya. Of him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tvakya swambhavasya. who has given up his natural position of being equal to everyone. Grenade. Most abominable. Maya. Under the influence of the illusory energy. Vana Akasa. Behaving exactly like an animal in the jungle. Bhajatam. Unto the devotee engaged in devotional service. Bhajamanasya. Being worshipped. Balasya. A child. Iva. Eva. Like. Astiratmana. Who is always restless and changing. Mat. My. Sula. By the trident. Bina. Separated. Grivasya. Whose neck. Burina. Profuse. Rudarena. By blood. Vai. Indeed. Asrik Priyam. Who is fond of blood. Tapasisye. I shall please. Bhattaram. Brother. Me. My. Gata Vyatta. Becoming peaceful myself. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has given up his natural tendency of equality toward the demons and demigods. Although he is the Supreme Person, now influenced by Maya, he has assumed the form of a boar to please his devotees, the demigods. Just as a restless child leans toward someone, I shall therefore sever Lord Vishnu's head from his trunk by my trident. And with the profuse blood from his body, I shall please my brother, Hiranyaksha, who was so fond of sucking blood. Thus shall I too be peaceful. Repeat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has given up his natural tendency of equality towards the demons and demigods. Although he is a Supreme Person, now influenced by Maya, he has assumed the form of a boar to please his devotees, the demigods. Just as a restless child leans towards someone, I shall therefore sever Lord Vishnu's head from his trunk by my trident, and with the profuse blood from his body, I shall please my brother Hiranyaksha, who was so fond of sucking blood. Thus shall I too be peaceful. Purport. The defect of the demonic mentality is expressed in this verse very clearly. Hiranyakashipu thought that Vishnu also becomes partial, like a child whose mind is not steady or resolute. The Lord can change his mind at any time. Hiranyakashipu thought, and therefore his words and activities are like those of children. Actually, because the demons are ordinary human beings, their minds change. And being materially conditioned, they think that the Supreme Personality of God, it is conditioned also. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:11, Aba jananti mam muda manusim tanam asritam. Fools deride me when I descend in a human form. Demons always think that Vishnu can be killed. Therefore, being absorbed in thoughts of Vishnu's form, to kill him, at least they have the opportunity to think of Vishnu unfavorably. Although they are not devotees, their thinking of Vishnu is effective, and thus they generally attain Sayukta Mukti. Because the demons consider the Supreme Lord an ordinary living being, they think that they can kill Lord Vishnu as one might kill an ordinary person. Another fact disclosed hereon is that the demons are very much fond of sucking blood. Indeed, all of them are meat eaters and blood suckers. Hiranyakashipu accused the Supreme Lord of having a restless mind like that of a small child, who can be induced to do anything if simply offered some cakes and laddus. Indirectly, this indicates the true position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who says in Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Pratam puspam phalam tayam yome bhaktya prachyati tadaham bhakti upadhitam astnami pratyat manaha. One who offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. The Lord accepts the offerings of devotees because of their transcendental love. Because they are in love with the Supreme Lord, they do not eat anything without offering it first to the Lord. The Lord does not hanker for a small leaf or flower. He has nothing to eat. Indeed, He has enough to eat. Indeed, he is feeding all living entities. Nonetheless, because he is very merciful, and he is bhakta vatsala, very favorable to the devotees, he certainly should not be misguided to be childish. The highest quality of the Supreme Lord is that he is bhakta vatsala. In other words, he is always extremely pleased with his devotees. As for the word Maya, when used in reference to the dealings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, this word means affection. The actions of the Lord to favor his devotees are not disqualifications, but signs of his natural affection. As for Rudira, or the blood of Lord Vishnu, since there is no possibility of severing Lord Vishnu's head from his body, there is no question of blood. But the garland that decorates Vishnu's body is as red as blood. When the demons achieve Satyuja Mukti and leave behind their sinful activities, they are blessed by Vishnu's garland, which is red like blood. After attaining Satyuja Mukti, the demons are sometimes promoted to the Vaikuntha planet, where they receive the reward of the Lord's garland prasada. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Sadvasi Devi Gauravani Prasharini Nirvasi Sasunyavari Paskachada Satarine Om Manjanata Maranyasya Janajana Salakaya Sakshur Umletanyana Tasmai Shri Guru Ve Namaha. Now, this chapter is giving a lot of vision of the demoniac mentality as opposed to the divine mentality. The demoniac mentality is born of the influence of the lower modes of nature. Its byproducts are always ludicrous, abominable, and destructive. And it is 100% opposed to the promotion of spiritual advancement. Now, all of us, we all bring to Krishna consciousness a lot of demoniac baggage. Basically, there are, in this world, there's the demoniac nature and the divine nature. And all in the entire material world, that's the breakdown. Presently on the planet Earth, the demonic mentality is in full swing and is pervading over 99% of the planet. Probably. So therefore, we're bringing very little divine qualities to Krishna consciousness. But as soon as we have the opportunity to associate with the pure devotee of the Lord, and the devotees of the pure devotee of the Lord, and the Supreme Lord Himself will so kindly come to live among us, the divine qualities which are in seed form in all of us now begin to emulate and develop. I mentioned in one class one time how in every person there are two dogs, the higher self and lower self, and they're opposed to one another. Whichever dog gets the most attention, that'll be victorious over the other dog. So as in the beginning we come to Krishna consciousness and we don't even know what the good dog is yet. But as we make some advancement, we hear descriptions of what it is, what are the divine qualities. We can feed those qualities more and more, and the scales will tip and will destroy this demonic mentality that's inside each and every one of us. Now, Srila Prabhupada said that the trouble with you American boys and girls is that you are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. We have lived with this demonic mentality inside us and among us and around us that we're still thinking that it's a suitable condition, that it's a harmonious condition. When we go out on Harinam, you can see how the living entities are out there, and really all that's going on out there is just demonic mentality. But it looks so right. Lovely, great time, wonderful. But behind every one of those smiles is a fate so tragic, especially in the Kali Yuga. The amount of sinful activities that one can do. Whew, wow. Even in 1 week, we speak of a year or a lifetime. Over and over, if you study the life of every person out there that's showing this wonderful smile, oh, it turns its tide very fast, and it's nothing but tragedy. Do not underestimate the demonic forces. It is like a ghost that will possess any of the senses which we allow Maya to come and capture. And when it does, it's hard to shake it out of the consciousness. Usually it takes a devotee for a little spin. Sometimes it spins them right out of the association of the Vaishnavas. We can capture it early, then that won't have to be necessary. But this Maya, this demoniac energy is so powerful. It can take the best of devotees and destroy their spiritual life and take it to the bottom levels of evil. I had a very close friend, duly initiated, would make garlands for the deities, iron Prabhupada's clothes, and yet flirted with this Maya, and like a ghost, came and took over her life. This is a brutal truth. Now she's locked up in jail the rest of her life for murdering someone very extremely close to her. This is just one example of the evil of Maya that's out there. The devotees that have given in to this Maya, I've seen sometimes they come back, sometimes they never do. And sometimes when they do come back, they're damaged beyond control. They can hang it up for this lifetime. They'll have to wait for another birth. Do not underestimate this Maya. Do not flirt with her. It's like we're on this transcendental boat, Srila Prabhupada's transcendental boat of ISKCON. We're riding along the waves. Heavy waves. But this boat is strong and sturdy. And this favorable breeze is blowing us along in our path back home back to Godhead. But if you flirt with Maya, and you slip off the boat, this ocean is so polluting. Imagine finding yourself in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with no shelter. Your fate is over. There is no fate. Too strong. Don't flirt with Maya and fall back into this ocean of birth and death. Right now, you're out of that ocean. And you're developing spiritual qualities. Now, when the demonic mentality sets in, isn't it funny that all kinds of crazy conceptions enter the mind, even among devotees who are devotees. And so you were devotees, and how are they talking like this now? How are they talking and saying that Srila Prabhupada was an ordinary person, just another wise old man? Sometimes you think like that. We've seen it throughout the decades. This crazy kind of thinking. It goes with the territory when you allow the demonic mentality to set in. It starts to weather away all your common sense. You take lightly your chanting. You take lightly the 10 offenses of the holy name. You take lightly the Vaishnava etiquette that is necessary for harmonious society, harmonious, loving community. We are on a great mission. Every one of us. Our mission is that we are at war with the demonic mentality. Previously, when Krishna would incarnate, he would kill the demons. Literally, physically destroy, kill the demon. Because 99% of the people are a demonic mentality, there'll be nobody left. So therefore, he is not killing everyone. He is killing a demonic mentality, and he has come again. And he is here now, is an incarnation of the holy name. The Hari Nam. And we're out there, and we're killing the demonic mentality with love. The love of song and dance towards God. The love of prasadam. The love of these transcendental literatures. We can drive out the deep ignorance that's stuck in the consciousness. I want to this beautiful, beautiful prayer by Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimhadev, and I must read it. I was meditating on what I was going to say in class, and I'm going through a little difficulty right now in my consciousness. So I was looking for some inspiration, and I got it. Actually, it's on Facebook by our own Jagat Ambika. She entered this one quote from Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimhadev, and I'd like to read it now. Very powerful. I found it in the it's quoted here to be, and I found it in the purport of the first canto, 19th chapter, verse 20. Prahlad Maharaj, while praying to Lord Nrisimha, said, "O my Lord, I am very much afraid of the materialistic way of life. And I am not the least afraid, but I am not the least afraid of your present ghastly, ferocious feature as Nrisimhadev. This materialistic way of life is something like a grinding stone, and we are being crushed by it. We have fallen into this horrible whirlpool of the tossing waves of life. And thus, my Lord, I pray at your lotus feet to call me back to your eternal abode as one of your servitors. This is the summit liberation of this materialistic way of life in which every species of life I have taken birth, compelled by the force of my own activities. I have very painfully experienced two things, namely separation from my beloved and meeting with what is not wanted. And to counteract them, the remedies which I undertook were more dangerous than the disease itself. So I drift from one point to another birth after birth. And I pray to you, therefore, to give me a shelter at your lotus feet. So please, dear devotees, I pray for your blessings. And that we all pray for each other. When we pray our own behalf, that's wonderful. But a prayer for others is more selfless and more palatable to the ears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let's all pray that we all just take care of all of us. We're all here now, and let's make this place a place that whoever comes here, their heart becomes captured. So even, it doesn't matter where they go, the thought of the devotees and the devotees' activities are always in their hearts and their minds. So where the heart is, that's where home is. So even if people aren't physically here, we can give everyone that comes in contact with this temple a fond memory, a loving memory, a spiritual memory, that they'll always keep coming back. And remembering and desiring to be with devotees. When Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, the love of the devotees and the love of Srila Prabhupada, so powerful, I've said this before, every single time, especially when Srila Prabhupada was present here, it was an emotional experience. Deeply, deeply. Just like we hear of the, how when the, in Vrindavan, when they would be separated from Krishna and they would come and meet Krishna again, all the citizens of Vrindavan, denizens of Vrindavan, they would just experience high levels of emotions for Krishna. Similarly, when Srila Prabhupada was here, he raised everyone to such a high level by his presence. And the whole temple be weeping. Oh my God. So now we have to increase our love, our dedication, our desire to have Srila Prabhupada manifest a little in each one of us. So we can bring to others a drop of Prabhupada's love to them. So please stay strong. Always chant a minimum of 16 rounds. Don't take it lightly. Follow these four regulator principles. Don't take it lightly. I remember This is a one time before I was living full time in the temple, and I was thinking, I was uninitiated at the time, and I was thinking, how is Srila Prabhupada seeing me? They wanted, my father became a devotee, and he asked me to, if I would live at home for a period of time, so that it would help him to increase his desire to become a devotee. So he said, he requested me, for the time being, why don't you live here at home, and in the evenings, every evening, we'll go down and we'll go to the temple and go to the evening program. They used to have a very dynamic program every evening. And on the weekends, you live in the temple. And that went on for a little period of time. Because of that, most of my family became devotees. And a lot of people from my hometown became devotees. So it paid its price. But I remember I was meditating one particular day. You always, just by seeing Srila Prabhupada one time, you always had this effect on you. It's like you felt connected to him immediately. It's like seeing this easy external manifestation of the Paramatma. Therefore, the closest person ever you've ever had in your life, you felt that from Srila Prabhupada. But still, the heart always ached for more confirmation. So I was aching. Srila Prabhupada, how is he seeing me? I'm not yet living in the temple. I am. I'm sporting long hair still. So at the end of the class, Bhagavad Gita class, I remember. The end of the class, I was sitting. Is Prabhupada sitting here? Proximity? And I was sitting there. I was very, very small man then. 120 pounds. I always sneak it to the front. Prabhupada said, doesn't matter. One lives outside the temple or inside the temple. If one has long hair, one has short hair. And he gave all these veritables. But one who follows the four regulator principles and chants 16 rounds. Now he's looking at me in my eye. We're locked. He's my actual disciple. From that point on, I knew I was Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada was mine. So, Srila Prabhupada is also yours. You chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulator principles, and serve this ISKCON movement. Your success is assured. We'll be able to do many great things on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. And there are many things yet to come. We should be anticipating just that right around the corner is going to have some magical things happening. Just like I'm going to wrap it up with this one last thing. Last week, we did Harinam. And on Friday, the Harinam on Friday, it was quite amazing. I saw that every devotee that went out there was all being given an incredible high taste. Everybody was just animated. And you could see all the devotees relishing Krishna teaching us that this is my pastime, this is my leela. And I'm letting you all participate and get a taste of it. So the next day on Saturday, I was thinking, how is this one going to top Friday? And on the way there, Chiman Prabhu was in the van. And he was playing some the ragas that were going on in the LALive.us. I was listening to it and I was... And then I started singing the Maha Mantra along with it. And I make a comment to Banabhata. you know what? It sounds better when you put Hare Krishna on it. So I was chanting Hare Krishna to it. I go, yeah, you're right, yeah. And then he started humming a tune. Where it came from, I don't know, and I don't think he knows. And then I ran with it. It was a tune out of nowhere, but I could not get it out of my consciousness. But it was so, it wasn't my tune. It wasn't Bhanabhata's tune. It was Krishna's tune. And he put it in my mouth. But when we stopped, when we went there, all of a sudden, we have these, it's like these, sea broke, and all these Halloween characters, the Hollywood characters were all waiting for us. And they all just stopped in front of us, about six of them, and started performing and dancing immediately. And then, and the devotees, and this tune that I sang, I thought, devotees, I've never heard this tune before. I've never heard this tune before. How are we ever going to sing this tune? While Krishna being in the heart of every living entity, he had all the devotees sing the tune perfectly, responding. And it took off. It became a dance marathon. Just people just dancing like crazy. Anybody who was there, remember. It was, and then hundreds of people just watching this going on. Watching this going on. Like magic. Then afterwards, Bhanabhata, do you remember the tune? No. Happened before. Magical, mystical. Lord Chaitanya's pastime. I'll stop there. Are there any questions or remarks or corrections? Yes, Prabhu.
I was doing some, oh, thank you, some reading and some studying. And I'm starting to get this understanding of how it talks about these dog eaters. It talks about these dog eaters and how they're not, say, not evolved. Yeah.
Dog ears?
Yes, yes.
I think they might be going in another direction here, a lot of allegorical something. I don't think we can talk about this a little after the class.
I think it's the 64 Sri Krishna, yeah, it talks. Yes.
Say again?
The 64 Sri Krishna. It's a small book. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the nectar devotion. You mean the qualities of Krishna?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's another subject matter. We can discuss a little more.
Yeah.
I can spend a little time.
Yeah.
Okay? All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Bhagavan.